Andrei Nikolaevich's rule. There is another, even deeper reason for our inclination to narrate, and it's not psychological. It has to do with the effect of order on information storage and retrieval in any system. And it's worth explaining here because of what I consider the central problems of probability and information theory. The first problem is that information is costly to obtain. The second problem is that information is also costly to store, like real estate in New York. The more orderly, less random, patterned, and narratized a series of words or symbols, the easier it is to store that series in one's mind or jot it down in a book so your grandchildren can read it someday. Finally, information's costly to manipulate and retrieve. With so many brain cells, 100 billion and counting, the attic is quite large, so the difficulties probably do not arise from storage capacity limitations, but may be just indexing problems. Your conscious or working memory, the one you're using to read these lines and make sense of their meaning, is considerably smaller than the attic. Consider that your working memory has difficulty holding a mere phone number longer than 7 digits. Change metaphor slightly and imagine that your consciousness is a desk in the Library of Congress. No matter how many books the library holds and makes available for retrieval, the size of your desk sets some processing limitations. Compression is vital to the performance of conscious work. Consider a collection of words glued together to constitute a 500-page book. If the words are purely random, picked up from the dictionary in a totally unpredictable way, you will not be able to summarize, transfer, or reduce the dimensions of that book without losing something significant from it. You need 100,000 words to carry the exact message of a random 100,000 words with you on your next trip to Siberia. Now consider the opposite. A book filled with a repetition of the following sentence. The chairman of, insert your company name, is a lucky fellow who happened to be in the right place at the right time and claims credit for the company's success without making a single allowance for luck, running 10 times per page for 500 pages. The entire book can be accurately compressed, as I've just done, into 34 words out of 100,000. You could reproduce it with total fidelity out of such a kernel. By finding the pattern, the logic of the series, you no longer need to memorize it all. You just store the pattern. And as we can see here, a pattern is obviously more compact than raw information. You looked into the book and found a rule. It's along these lines that the great probabilist Andrei Nikolaevich Kolmogorov defined the degree of randomness. It is called Kolmogorov complexity. We, members of the human variety of primates, have a hunger for rules because we need to reduce the dimension of matters so they can get into our heads. Or rather, sadly, so we can squeeze them into our heads. The more random information is, the greater the dimensionality, and thus the more difficult to summarize. The more you summarize, the more order you put in, the less randomness. Hence, the same condition that makes us simplify pushes us to think that the world is less random than it actually is. And the black swan is what we leave out of simplification. Both the artistic and scientific enterprises are the product of our need to reduce dimensions and inflict some order on things. Think of the world around you, laden with trillions of details. Try to describe it, and you will find yourself tempted to weave a thread into what you are saying. A novel, a story, a myth, or a tale all have the same function. They spare us from the complexity of the world and shield us from its randomness. Myths impart order to the disorder of human perception and the perceived chaos of human experience. The Parisian novelist Georges Perec tried to break away from narrative and attempted to write a book as large as the world. He had to settle for an exhaustive account of what happened on the Place Saint-Sulpice between October 18th and October 20th, 1974. Even so, his account was not so exhaustive, and he ended up with a narrative. Indeed, many severe psychological disorders accompany the feeling of loss of control of being able to make sense of one's environment. Platonicity affects us here once again. The very same desire for order, interestingly, applies to scientific pursuits. It is just that, unlike art, the stated purpose of science is to get to the truth, not to give you a feeling of organization or make you feel better. We tend to use knowledge as therapy.